Hey mama girl, welcome back to the channel. Welcome back to Prep and Land. And today we are diving into 15 insider tips that I have for you because I love you, because I love you. These tips will help you in saving big on your next flight. So whether you are planning a quick getaway or a long haul adventure, these tips will ensure that you get the best deal possible. So listen, grab your water, grab your coffee, grab your tea, grab whatever you have, and come on in here and let's have good conversation. Tip number one, book in advance. Okay, so first up, let's book these flights in advance, mama girl. Typically, the best time to book domestic flights, and these are flights that are inside the United States, is anywhere from 1 to 3 months in advance. If you're going out of the country, these are called international flights. If you're going out of the country on an international flight, it is best to book those flights anywhere from 2 to 8 months in advance. That helps you avoid last minute bookings, because with last minute bookings, they tend to skyrocket the price. So it is always good to book your flights in advance. The only time you should be booking flights last minute is if you see a deal that is beneficial for you and your family to go on these flights. Okay? Tip number two, be flexible with these dates, honey. Flexibility is key, okay? Do we always have to fly on the weekend? Do we always have to fly during the holiday season? Let's allow a little bit of flexibility, okay? Flying midweek, especially on the days of Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, can save you a lot of money. Do your best to avoid peak travel times like holidays and summer breaks for the best deals, okay? Tip number three. Use flight search engines. Or better yet, just use me. Use me. I have connections with travel partners that give you flights that are not available to the public. So use me. I want to be used. And aside from using me, using flight search engines is also a great tool for you to use. Using engines like Google Flights, Skyscanner, and Kayak to compare prices across airlines is a great way for you to save on your airline tickets, okay? And also, if you do decide to use this tool, do not forget to set price alerts on the flights that you are looking for. That way, if price drops happen, you will automatically get alerted and you can make your adjustments there. But please use me. I am here to be used by you to help you save money on your flights, okay. Let's move on to tip number four. Consider alternative airports. Check flights from nearby airports. Sometimes a short drive can save a lot of money. And do not forget to check out budget airlines that might fly out in smaller airports. This will help you save. Honey, we all about the saving of the coins. So consider alternative airports, okay? Tip number five, use points and miles, girl. If you have credit cards, make the most of your credit card rewards and frequent flyer miles. They can add up quickly and lead to significant discounts or even free flights. And who doesn't like a free flight? I don't know anybody. So use them. Okay? Okay. Tip number six. Check out for these hidden fees. Watch out for hidden fees, especially with budget airlines. Things like baggage and seat selection and meals can quickly add up, okay? So try to travel light to avoid these extra charges, okay? Tip number seven, honey, we going incognito. Let's talk about it. Let's use incognito mode, ladies. To avoid prices increasing based on your search history, browse for flights to... to avoid prices increasing based on your search history, because these people watching, they are. And because we don't want them catching on what we're trying to put down, browse these flights incognito. Tell them to get out your business. Clear your cookies. Do stuff to make sure that you make sure you clear your cookies regularly if you're not going to do the incognito, because we want to make sure that they're not watching close enough to where they can see that you're trying to find the best price, because they'll just hack it up and then you have to pay whatever they hacked it up to. Incognito. Clear them cookies. Both of them, for all I care. Do both. But incognito is a good tip, is a good way to save on your prices. Okay. Tip number 8, mix and match these airlines, honey. Who says we have to be committed? Ooh, mix and match your airlines. Listen, sometimes when you're booking 2 one-way tickets with different airlines, it can be cheaper than doing a round trip with the same company, okay? So don't be afraid to mix and match. Who says Delta and Spirit can't be friends? I'm just saying. To each his own. To each his own. But do you? But that's one way you can also save on your trips, okay? Tip number 9, let's sign up for these newsletters and alerts. So sign up for airline newsletters and deal sites like Scott's Cheap Flights or Secret Flying. You can get notified of all the exclusive deals and airfares that can save you big. Okay, do it or don't, whatever you want to do. Listen, I agree, I support, as long as it's legal, okay, let's move on. Tip number 10. Travel during the shoulder season, mama girl. Travel during shoulder season. And if you don't remember what shoulder season is, shoulder season is when you are traveling either before or after the peak season of your destination. Okay, the peak tour time season of your destination. So travel during that time. You'll enjoy lower prices and fewer crowds for your destination and for your flights. I'm just saying, that will help you save your coins as well. Okay? Tip number 11. Consider alternative routes. Did you know that flights with layovers are often cheaper than direct flights? You didn't, honey? Now you do. They are often cheaper, and it is a good idea to also consider free or discounted stopovers offered by some of the airlines, and that way you'll be able to explore an additional city during your travel. So you can have a little pit stop, and that pit stops are always fun. We love pit stops, okay? Okay. Tip number 12. Honey, we too much. There's too many of us going. Let's go ahead and book this group. If you are traveling with family or friends, check out for group discounts. Booking multiple tickets together can sometimes lead to lower fares. Tip number 13, use your student and senior discount. Stop playing these games. Utilize your age and your education. If you're a student or a senior or part of a special group like military, check for discounts. Many airlines offer lower fares for these categories. Tip number 14, consider the package deals. But hear me out. Sometimes booking a flight and hotel together can be cheaper than booking separately. Even if you don't stay at the hotel the entire stay, the package deal might save you money. Tip number 15, let us continue to monitor these prices after booking. Please and thank you. Let's talk about it. And lastly, after booking, continue monitoring your prices. Some airlines will refund the difference if the price drops. It's worth checking, okay? It's worth checking. And there you have it, mama girl. 15 tips that can help you save for your next flight. If you found this video helpful, don't forget to give it a thumbs up and subscribe to the channel and hit that notification bell so you never miss out on any of the travel tips and tricks here on Prep and Land's YouTube channel. For travel resources, tips, and amazing deals, visit my website, www.prepandland.com. As always, I left the links in the description box below. Listen, choose to make life an experience and experience the life that you choose. Don't just be up in here existing, mama girl. Live. Till next time, peace.